calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Okay, Brianna, I have something saying this is a check card, or I don't know what it is. They charge $49.99 to my checking account. I don't know.
Can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
Okay, what do I need to, so you can pull it up?
Your zip code.
Oh, 11726.
And your first and last name?
Samuel McKenzie.
Yes, sir, Mr. McKenzie. And can you verify your address for security purposes?
P.O. Box 511, Copaig, New York, 11726.
Yes, sir. So I do see here where on the 19th of December, you paid shipping and handling of $7.45 for a Wi-Fi booster. That was a free welcoming gift into our gadget store. And with that, it stated in the terms and conditions, it states to be enrolled in the gadget store. It's a monthly subscription fee of $49.97 a month. And you also receive a $125 gift card every month you're enrolled to pick out other gadgets from our online store, like the Wi-Fi booster.
Okay, okay. Go repeat that thing again about $7 and what cents for what?
Okay, so you paid $7.45 for a Wi-Fi booster that was a free welcoming gift into our factory direct savings store. It stated in the terms and conditions that by accepting that gift, you will be enrolled in our gadget store with a monthly subscription fee of $49.97 a month, and you would also receive a $125 gift card every month that you're enrolled to get other gadgets like the Wi-Fi booster from our online gadget store.
Oh, okay. I thought that was, I got that for free. So why am I paying $49 right now?
Because that's a subscription for our gadget club, sir. Would you still like to be enrolled?
No.
Okay, so I can go ahead and cancel out your subscription so you don't get billed again next month. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Okay, but they're going to still bill me for that for this month? No, the month is over. It's not even...
So your payment for the 22nd of January declined, sir.
Okay, that declined.
Yes,
so,
sir.
But I'm going to still get the $7 thing that I shipped. I asked for shipping.
Yes, sir. You should have already received that Wi-Fi booster. The order was placed back in December.
Okay, Wi-Fi booster. I don't even know what that looks like. What does it look like?
It's just a small little Wi-Fi router. It delivered December 24th at 8:19 a.m. to your P.O. box.
So I'm trying to see what it looks like. Okay, so another was declined, but if it was declined, how come they charged me another 40? Okay, so you're saying you took that $49 for next month away?
They won't charge you next month, sir. That is correct.
Well, the point is that, okay, the whole problem is that it's already been taken out of my account.
Okay,
they had,
so
they
you
said
only
they
charged one time. That was for December 22nd. That's where you charged $49.97. The payment for January declined. What I can do for you is go ahead and issue a 35% refund off of the December charge, sir.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, you said 35%. How come not 50%?
Okay, well, let me see what I can do for you.
Okay, because I didn't see all of that was confusing. Because I thought I just paid the $7. I didn't know I was enrolled in any other program other than...
Okay. So I can go ahead and issue a 50% refund. It will take 3 to 5 business days before you see that back in your account. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, but I was saying, you're saying 50%. I was trying to figure out why it couldn't have been 100% if that was back in December, because I didn't even know.
The charge is valid, sir. I do apologize if you overlooked our terms and conditions, but it stated that once you receive that Wi-Fi booster, you'll be enrolled in our gadget store. So that's why I could only issue that 50% refund. Your account has been canceled, and the refund has been processed.
So, okay, I'm going to have to eat that one, but that's $20 out of my pocket still. Okay.
Okay, so let me see if I could do anything more for you.
I appreciate it because My account's been all screwed up with silly little stuff. I appreciate what you're doing. Okay, I'll hold on.
Okay, sir. So as a courtesy, I can go ahead and refund that other half of the refund. It's going to take 3 to 5 business days for that to show up as well. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
So you did 50-50 for me then?
Yes, sir.
All right, so okay, so I'll get it all back. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
And you said 3 to 5 business days, I'll
yes,
see that
sir.
Money back. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank
Have
you
a blessed day. Oh, wait a minute. What's your name so I can make
My
sure
name
I.
Is Brianna.
Brianna, wait a minute. B R.
Did you receive an email or text?
How do you spell your name?
B R I A N N A.
To receive fraud alerts through bankofamerica.com. And you have already responded
okay, Brianna.
Your
okay, got
charges.
It. And
this no
is,
further action
I got
necessary.
That. One,
your card is active.
Anything
okay.
else I can do for you, sir?
All right, that's good. Thank you.
Thank
have
you
a blessed day.
Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
You too. God bless.